Monday, March 28th, this is a podcast supplemental. Bet you didn't see that coming. We only have $110 left to raise. If we could get $110 worth of donations, we could call this whole thing a success, you know? And it's been a success anyway in a lot of ways, but reaching your goal is an even bigger success than making a valiant attempt, which is what we've done so far. We have raised $5,890, and all we need is some people to cough up $110, and then we're there. And I said the podcast marathon was over. I know I said that, but then I saw this old post on the back of my Facebook page, and it said the temptation to quit is never as strong as right before you're about to succeed. That meant a lot to me, so I figured let's give it one more shot. And to show how much I want to raise this $110, I am going to bear tonight my innermost feelings for my wife, Diane. All of my love for her, unashamedly, unabashedly, out there for you all to see in a couple of songs. This first song is about my wife's underwear.
Baby's got a blue brassiere, been trying to cheer it up all year. It hardly ever gets no rest, it's always holding up her breast. I'm born at Victoria's Secret, hanging out there on a rack, looking for someone to cling to. It jumped in a pink striped sack. She paid for the class, she held it so dear. My baby had a blue brassiere. My baby wears a business suit. It's amazing how she still looks cute. High-heeled shoes with open toes, she sure knows how to buy nice clothes. And when she gets home from a hard day, she strips on her way to bed. She steals off those silky pantyhose, turns and shakes her head. It falls to the floor, it sheds one last tear. Oh, my baby's got a blue brassiere. Full of lingerie, pink garters and a negligee. I can't help but let go a smirk for the chump who's doing all the work. Born at Victoria's Secret, now it sits in the back of a drawer. It smiles at her every morning, just begging to be worn some more. She straps it on, she looks in the mirror. My baby's got a blue brassiere.
I'm looking right at the website, and we don't have $110 yet. So what's up with that? That's about as romantic as songs get. Obviously, I wrote that song while looking at my wife in her underwear. I wrote this next one when she wasn't in her underwear. The history behind the song is before I met my wife, I wasn't a bad guy. I was just a much more fun guy. And a lot of that fun wasn't necessarily productive fun. So when Diane got out of the shower one day in Owings Mills, Maryland, this song came to me like a flash.
Well, I got a woman who works too hard. She works down there in a rich man's yard. Wakes in the morning at 4 a.m. and she doesn't get home till 9:45. But she brings home the bacon, brings home the green. And all she wants to do is get naked and clean. Clean and naked and naked and clean. Prettiest women I ever seen. Turn me into a washing machine. Clean and naked and naked and clean. I once knew a woman from New Mexico. She talked real dirty, she talked real slow. Sent me a vase of forget-me-nots. Knew all along she was calling the shots. But I awoke one morning, she split the scene. She said she had to get naked and clean. Clean and naked and naked and clean. Prettiest women I ever seen. Turn me into a washing machine. I'm clean and naked and naked and clean. Knew two women from Arkansas, beautiful girls, I dropped my jaw. One hitchhiked off to L.A., the other one couldn't get away. A middle-aged woman and a beauty queen. Both of them had to get naked and clean. Clean and naked and naked and clean. Prettiest women I ever seen. Turn me into a washing machine. I'm clean and naked and naked and clean. You know, once knew a woman who couldn't resist. She took off her clothes at the flick of her wrist. If you give her $20, she'd sit in your lap. If you get her back home, she'd take a nap. Well, everyone thought she was a sex machine. She never learned how to get naked and clean. Clean and naked and naked and clean. Prettiest woman I ever seen. Turn me into a washing machine. I'm clean and naked and naked and clean. Yeah, I've got a woman I call my wife. I've got a woman for the rest of my life. Sometimes the world seems upside down. We moved to this city from a one-horse town. Oh, but all in all, we're living a dream. We're clean and naked and naked and clean. Clean and naked and naked and clean. Prettiest women I ever seen. Turn me into a washing machine. I'm clean and naked, naked and clean. I'm naked and clean. And if you wanna feel naked, clean, all you gotta do is pull out a credit card and go to helpyourselfmusic.net or johntwerzer.com. Click on donate now. Give like $20 or $30. It'll be like a cool shower on a hot summer day, or a warm shower on a frozen winter night, or a warm bath. Let's do it. Do it. Do it. $110. That's not that much money when spread over everybody who listens to these podcasts. That's all I'm saying. See how we do.